Welcome back to AnimeCons TV. My name is Doug Wilder. Once again, I'm talking about panels and things for panelists, but this time I'm going to talk from a different angle. I'm going to talk about some things as a convention staff members should be looking for doing for panelists, especially potential panelists and things like that. So we're going to go through kind of the process a little bit, talk a little bit about some of the things we'd like to do and some of the expectations that I think are pretty standard and should be kind of universal for any anime convention that is having panelists submit their own panels and things like that. I know there's sometimes you apply to be on a specific panel that's already, this is specifically guidelines for conventions that are asking for people to submit a panel that they are going to present. So while we use the word panel a lot, this is not the panel discussion. This is more submitting a presentation that's called a panel in kind of the convention lingo. So first and foremost, have on your website, and make sure you have a real website, even something basic. It shouldn't be a Facebook page. Make an honest-to-goodness website. It doesn't have to take much, something, but have clear directions about the application process and make sure the forms are very clear. If you're not very good at coding or something, just have put in a link, and you can use something. Google Forms is fantastic for this because it does kind of all the work for you. So once you have that application kind of built, get the word out. And this is where coordinating with kind of your social media team really comes in play. If you have, you know, Facebook or Twitter, Tumblr, have the social media people on your convention staff push out that, hey, panel applications are live, please apply, and send them to the page. Again, this is where your social media kind of gets the word out and stuff like that. And also as the deadlines approach, kind of have maybe do a reminder like once a week, and then maybe the last day say, hey, only one more day to apply for a panel, things like that. Because sometimes people need a little bit of time to give it. So give people plenty of time to apply. You know, I'd say usually 6 weeks to a month is more than enough time to open applications if you're going to have open applications. I know some conventions, especially smaller conventions, really prefer to do what's called rolling applications, which is as soon as something comes in, they kind of review it and say yes or no. And that's a matter of preference. I think for larger cons especially, it's not a good idea because you're going to get a lot of stuff that you could potentially have similar things, and you want to kind of weigh both applications equally, not just which comes in first. But for a smaller con where you might be really trying to get as much content as possible and have kind of the opposite problem of not enough applicants, rolling applications might be the way to go. But if you're going to have a deadline and then review it, or if you're going to do rolling applications and review them and come in, make it clear on the website which one it is for applicants. One thing I like to see a lot of conventions do, if you have a form online, and again, this is where Google Forms is something that, if they fill it out and you have it include their email, have it send something back to that email address so they have a record that they applied, because sometimes it can be really confusing as a panelist saying, hey, did I apply for that? I can't remember. And, you know, helps you remember things like that. It also just kind of gives you a good base, because if you reuse the panel description later on, like say you want to present it again down the future, you have that record, things like that. Or if a panel doesn't get approved, they have something to look at and kind of dissect and say, oh, well, maybe the wording was wrong here. Maybe I can fix that. Another thing that you should also have on the kind of panelist information page is a clear list of what's expected of them, you know when they're expected to be in the room. You know, usually 15 minutes ahead of time is a good time frame, even if that, because you should have room clear time, things like that. You know, tell them to make sure they're known to the panel people in the room. And the other thing that's really important is have a very clear list of guaranteed tech in that room for AV, ANV stuff, like, you know, will you have a projector? Will you have a screen? Will you have audio hookup? Everything like that. Make it clear what every panel room has. If they want to have special requests, that you can say, you can request certain things, but this isn't a guarantee. Here's what you're guaranteed. Make it clear what's going to be definitely there and what's kind of nice to have. but that's kind of the minimum for applications, the process. Like I said, the big thing is have make sure your deadlines are known, get the word out there, and have everything super clear so it's spelled back. And again, if you're going to have the application, send something back that's super helpful for any potential panelists so they have a record. It also helps kind of just acknowledge that it went through versus wondering if it just kind of got sent off to the ether. If you have a panel form sent back to you, you know that it's been received by the convention. As far as the approval process goes, I say generally 1 month notice is a good guideline, because that gives people time to prepare, because a lot of people don't start working on panels until they know it's approved, because, you know, why put in a ton of effort if they don't have any idea if it's approved? So I say 1 month approval is good. And you can also do a wait list, like people that, because sometimes people back out, and you can say, you know, you're not guaranteed yet, you're on the wait list, but we'll see what happens. And you're not making a promise you can't keep, but you're at least letting them know. And the other thing with that approval is you don't have to have your schedule fully solidified yet. Maybe you just know how many panel slots you have to fill and can say your panel has been approved. We'll let you know when it has been scheduled. And that's usually maybe a week out. It varies from convention to convention, things like that. Also, your approval thing, and this should be going out via email, let panelists know where the check-in process is. Do they go pick up a badge like a regular attendee? Do they go to a special table? Do they go to a certain room at a certain time? Things like that. Make the process super clear. You know, some panelists get a little flag for their con badge that just differentiates them. Some have a completely different con badge. It's, you know, very different all the way up and down. So just make sure it's clear where they're going to go. If they're going to have to sign anything, things like that. One of my con pet peeves is when I have to go, you know, I've been approved for a panel, and all of a sudden I get surprised with paperwork that I have to sign. And, I mean, I don't mind, like code of conduct, stuff like that, but at least give me a heads up that I know it's coming, because sometimes some of the paperwork might seem a little more serious than I was expecting. Especially if you're collecting things like personal information, if you're going to keep those forms handy, I understand you want to keep that, but if it's got personal information, you want to keep that in a very secure location. Just, you know, keep it on a person. Don't just toss it in a box in a corner and wait for you if you need it. You want to have that in a super secure location, because that's people's personal information. But again, if you're scheduling, a lot of people think when they get the application, they're going to get scheduled right away, and that's not always the case. So maybe just say your schedule's going to be come out later. We will let you know, and make sure you stick with your timeline. And finally, at con, if you're kind of the panel's head or on the panel staff, be ready to answer questions from panelists, because panelists always have questions. I always have something like, well, should I do this? Does my badge grant me any special privileges? Things like that. Because some cons say, oh, well, if you're a panelist, you can get priority seating for, you know, AMV contest or the masquerade. Make sure it's clear, you know, so know the answers right away, and be ready for, even if your staff is asking that. And if you're just kind of, you know, a small operation, like you're the only panels person, have an assistant, because you can't be in the room all the time. You maybe need to take a bathroom break. Maybe you can't be on the full day because that's a really long day. Have someone there as backup and make sure they are informed about everything. Even if you have to just write up kind of an FAQ list that they can refer to, or that helps a lot. So have not only be informed yourself, but make sure whoever is helping you is just as informed, because you're not always going to be around. If you're having a check-in process, make sure you keep an active list of who's checked in for what, so you know things like that. By the same token, also keep a list of, if you have a panelist that's a no-show, you want to be aware of that, because maybe you don't want to, you know, blacklist them from the con, but maybe it will be, they can't do panels anymore in the future. Maybe it's, okay, we need a panelist, but this will be kind of lower, they'll get lower preference because last time they were, no show. And I mean, some people just, life emergencies happen, and if they let you know, it's kind of up to you if you want to forgive and forget, things like that. But you do want to keep a list of people that are no-shows, and this is when working with kind of a tech staff in the room can really be helpful, because they can also keep an eye on people that don't show up and let you know. They can let you know how full the room was at the beginning, middle, end of the panel, things like that. And so it's good to play nice with your tech staff and ask that. And if you are going to ask that of the tech staff, make sure they know in advance that. And again, this is just make a simple form of, you know, what room it was, what time it was, and if they can remember the panel name, cool. If not, you can kind of figure that information out and just get a little bit of an idea of how successful it was. And finally, after con, I always say, you know, ask for feedback. Just, you know, tell panelists, hey, what did you like? What didn't you like? What worked? What didn't? Because that's how you can get better. Some panelists might have a suggestion that you never thought of. They might have an issue that you didn't know about ahead of time, and they should be telling you right away if it's a big issue, but might be something small that you just weren't aware of, and telling you about it can help you fix it. The other thing I will say is, if a panelist was good and you liked them, if you're on staff, if you're having a convention again the next year, once the panel application is getting ready to go live again next year, say, hey, we saw that you submitted a panel last year. We would like you to make sure that you're aware that panels for this con are going live again next year, and let them know when they're up. So that way you get repeat. It's a good way to get repeat panelists, especially if they enjoy your con, or you know they were really good panelists. It's a good way to go back. So that's kind of all the expectations for being running panels and what you should be doing to take care of your panelists. If you have any questions about what to do for either being a panelist, running a panels department, things like that, don't forget to get in touch with us. We're at podcast@animecons.tv. We're on Twitter @animecons.tv. We've also got a Facebook page, a Tumblr page. I think we've got Instagram now. So we're all over the place. Definitely get in touch with us. And until next time, my name is Doug Wilder, and we'll talk again soon.